Welcome to the podcast of Eden Worship Center. We believe that God has perfectly revealed himself through Scripture alone, and that salvation comes by grace alone, from faith alone, in Christ alone, and that everything is for the glory of God alone. So as we study God's unchanging, inerrant word together, ask God to open your eyes. To open your eyes to see yourself and your own sin clearly. Open your eyes to see Jesus clearly. And pray that God would give you the grace to repent, to turn from your sin, and the faith to trust in Christ alone for your salvation. If you'd like more information, go to our website at edenworshipcenter.co.
Well, speaking of being involved, it was exciting last week to have Aiden share the first time God's word with us. I know he was a little nervous about that. We have another young man. Avery, come on up. Avery Nickum. Aiden and Avery have been best friends for a long time. They're now going to GCBI, Great Commission Bible Institute, together, pursuing what God would have for them. So this is going to be Avery's first time sharing the word. So would you just join me? Let's just pray for him. God, we thank you for your work in this young man's heart. God, I thank you that you not only know him and love him, have called him to yourself, but Lord, you have put a burning passion for you and your word inside of his heart. And I just pray this morning, God, would you just fill him again with your Holy Spirit? Would you speak through him? And yet, Lord, even in saying that, our hope is not in whoever stands in this pulpit. Our hope is not in their talents or wisdom or ability. Our hope is in your word and your word alone. So I pray, oh God, speak through your word to us. Let us hear not just Avery's voice. We pray, oh God, let us hear your voice. Let your word be powerful and effective and accomplish that for which you have sent it out. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Good morning, Eden Worship Center. I'm Avery Nickum, and I go to Great Commission Bible Institute in Sebring, Florida. And it's an honor to be preaching in front of you guys. I grew up in this church, and it's just an honor. Would you guys please stand with me and open up your Bibles to Hebrews 4, 14 through 16. Jesus, the great high priest. Since then, we have a high priest who is passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then, with confidence, draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Please be seated. Now, let's go back over those verses phrase by phrase to see what the writer of the book of Hebrews is saying. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. We're going to dive right into those first two words of that verse. Since then. Now, last week, Aiden's sermon and a couple sermons back was basically an interruption to an argument that the writer of the book of Hebrews was talking about back in chapter 3 to 4, back to chapter 3 to 14:3. Now, that passage right there was basically about Jesus being greater than the angels, the Son of God, and how we should listen to him. Now, so those two words are very important so we know what came right before our passage today. Now, the passage that brought us to these words, since then, in the beginning of the verse of chapter 4, and 14 goes back to Hebrews chapter 2, verses 17 through 18. Therefore, he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. So we have, since then, we have a great high priest. Now we're going to go right into what the Old Testament high priest was like. The high priest in the Bible goes all the way back to the Old Testament. And they were chosen to be the mediator between man and God and offer gifts and offerings for sins. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 1. For every high priest chosen from among men is appointed to act on behalf of men in relation to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. Jesus, the great high priest. The high priest in the Old Testament, if you sinned, you would go into the temple and the high priest would sacrifice a goat or a lamb for your sin so God's wrath did not fall upon you. Now, Jesus, the great high priest, instead of sacrificing lambs and goats, he sacrificed himself. He sacrificed himself. That is a fill in the blank. And let's just talk about that. He sacrificed himself. He sacrificed himself. Not the goats or the lambs, but himself. Now, I thought it was interesting that my professor from Great Commission Bible Institute taught us that in the Old Testament, in the camp of Israel, if you were part of that tribe, and let's say you stole something and you were caught, you were sent to kind of like an exile camp outside of Israel where the rest of the prisoners were who did wrong. And those prisoners, no matter what you did, you were not set free from that camp until the high priest of Israel died. I thought it was pretty interesting that we as sinners were locked out, we were set apart, and then our great high priest died for our sins and we were set free. I thought that was pretty interesting. So now we have passed through the heavens. We're going to go into that. So the man Jesus Christ, the man that the apostles touched after they saw him die, the man that passed through the heavens to his Father. Now Jesus, the Son of God, passed through the heavens. Jesus, the Son of God. One of the first times that the people who the writer of the book of Hebrews are hearing their Lord's and Savior's name. This is one of the first times, I believe it's the second time in the book of Hebrews, that their Lord and Savior's name is being said. Now, we see it from a different perspective. We have been hearing our Lord and Savior's name for quite a long time now. Jesus Christ. These people might be hearing their Lord and Savior's name, the person that died for their sins so they don't have to go to hell, for the second time. If I was a Messianic Jew hearing my Lord and Savior's name for the first time, I'd be getting chills. So, hold fast our confession. What does hold fast mean? What is the confession? Now, let's start with the confession. Romans 10 in verse 9. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised from the dead, you will be saved. Hold fast to that. Hold fast to that. It's kind of like perseverance, going through thick and thin and never leaving that position, holding on to that. Here's how you know if that is you. Do you bear good fruit? Do you bear good fruit? I believe good fruit is in your paper at home. Good fruit is a change in direction in your life. It is a passion for God in your life, putting sin to death, desiring for fellowship with your brothers and sisters. That is bearing good fruit. Are you bearing good fruit? Verse 15. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Now let's start with for we. We are the recipients. We are invited in. In the Old Testament, only the Jews, the Israelites, benefited from the high priest. But in Christ, our great high priest, anyone and everyone is invited to come. In Christ, anyone and everyone is invited to come. For we do not have a great high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are. Jesus, like it said in chapter 2, was tempted in every way we are. Remembering that Jesus in the wilderness, when Satan tempted him, he was tempted exactly like us. The temptation you went through on your phone alone last night, he went through that. He went through that. Yet without sin. You might have sinned, but he did not when he went through that temptation. He had a perfectly holy nature that was joined with a human nature, which meant he was tempted like us, but he never sinned like us. Now, when does temptation cross the line into sin? Before you acted on it, it was in your heart already. Before you acted on it, it was in your heart already. It was already in your heart. Let that sink in. Matthew 5:27-28. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Sin always begins in your heart. That is another fill in the blank right there. Sin always begins in the heart. in the heart. Begins in the heart. So we have to have a great high priest, which is Jesus, king on the throne. He's not just the great high priest, he's the king on the throne. He is the king on the throne. Now, verse 16. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Let us then with confidence, verse 14, holding fast to that confession all the time, which we will gain confidence, with confidence draw near to the throne of grace. What does it mean to draw near to the throne of grace? Running with confidence to the very thing we need in every day of our life, grace. Saved by grace alone. So, with confidence, draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace in time of need. Anytime we are tempted to doubt the goodness of God in our lives or the sovereignty of in our world, we need to run to the throne of God. We need to run to the throne of God. We need to run. You need to run. Where Jesus, our great high priest, tempted just like me, but without sin. Right now, he pleads our case before the Father. That's powerful. Right now, pleads our case before the Father. Hebrews 7:25. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to intercede for them. It's another fill in the blank. Save completely. Therefore, he is able to save completely. Save completely. Now, let's take all of what we gained and put it together now. 14 through 16, chapter 4. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Jesus, being our great high priest, not just our high priest, our greatest mediator. For he went through temptation as we did, yet without sin. So hold fast to the confession and draw near. Holy Father, thank you for this wonderful day, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to preach your word, Father. And I pray the protection over your people, Father, and I just praise you for everything you've done. And in your name, amen.
Amen. Thanks, Avery. Let me just wrap us up by pointing you again, if you haven't done it already, go to the website and go to the live stream tab, and down there under today's passage, Hebrew 4, 14 through 16, if you click on that, you can have the sermon notes, the fill in the blanks that Avery talked about with us. And then also on that is our family discussion and prayer. And I just want to encourage you as families, let's take a little bit of time gathered around God's word today, what we have heard, what we have seen in the scripture, and talk about that. Let's disciple our kids in that. So here's a couple questions for you. We all have our own time of need. It may be different for all of us, but we all have our own time of need. So talk about a time when you really knew that you needed God's help. Every moment of every day, we need God's help, God's intervention in our life. But think back in your life, especially moms and dads. Tell the story of a time when you were so aware of how desperate you are for God. And maybe lead your children to talk about a time that was really difficult for them and they knew they needed help as well. And here's another one. What's one thing that you're going through right now? So that was time of need in the past. What about right now? One thing you're going through right now that you need God's help with. So again, parents, lead the way. Talk about with some vulnerability what it is that you're struggling with. And then maybe ask your kids, what's something that you're struggling with right now that we can be praying for you, that you need somebody to help you with, that you need God's help with? And then lastly, pray together as a family. In fact, I would say have every individual pray about these things that we've said we need God's help in. Ask God to help us to run to Him with our need. Oh, Avery did a beautiful job of reminding us to run to the throne of grace, to run to the throne of grace when we are in need. So ask God to help us to run to Him, to trust in Him, and be specific. Be specific with what it is that you're struggling with right now. And as a family, let's go to that throne of grace, the only place where we find help in our time of need. Well, let's wrap up our time by singing together. This is a song by R.C. Sproul, a great theologian, died here a year or so ago, who reminds us that place that we run, that secret place, that is literally the only safe place that we have on this earth. So let's sing this together as we close.